Watson. Good morning, Benjamin. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, were you on time Wednesday, and how close did you cut it for the meeting?
Yes, I was on time yesterday, Wednesday. I got there about 7:40, I guess.
What does the rule? What does the rule book say? What does the rule book say? What do they want you to do? Call in if you're not going to make it, or obviously they don't want you to be late. But I'm sure there are times when, you know, the baby throws up on you, or you got some poop on your hands from changing a diaper, and you're going to be a little late. What's the MO?
Well, I mean, you definitely call in, which everybody, I mean, everybody who ever, I believe, has come late has definitely called in. You know, let them know, you know, just let you know, let them know where you are, that nothing has happened, that you're not right around a telephone pole somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, you definitely call in. And, I mean, there's still consequences to pay for being late, you know, even when you call in. But, you know, it's going to happen sometimes. I mean, you know, over the course of a career, you know, just like anybody else going to work, you're going to be late sometimes.
All right, here's the tough one for you. Do you think there's a connection between Tom saying some people in this locker room need to fight harder, not just on Sunday, but the 6 days leading up to Sunday, and Bill sending four guys home for being late on Wednesday? A connection there, Ben?
Wow, you guys are good trying to draw up connections. I don't know. I think those two things, I mean, they were said. I think when did Tom say that? During the Miami week?
He said it after the Miami loss, correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I just think that at this point in the season, at this time, Coach Belichick obviously felt like that's what he needed to do for the team. I mean, one thing he always says is he's going to do whatever he has to do for the betterment of the team. And I guess obviously he felt that he should send those guys home for the betterment of the team.
I assume it gets the attention of those four guys. Does it get the attention of the other 49?
In what way?
Does that send a message to the other 49 guys who I assume showed up on time Wednesday morning?
Yeah. I can speak for myself. It didn't send me a message. It simply sent me the message that he wasn't playing about being on time, which I think all of us always have known that. That he doesn't play about being on time, and that he felt like sending people home that day. I think that was the only message that was supposed to be sent. You know, I don't think we ought to read too much into it. It's been a standing rule at our workplace that he expects us to be there on time, no matter what the conditions are, no matter what day it is. If it's a holiday and nobody else is going to work, or if it's a day when everybody's going to work, he expects us to be there on time. So that's that.
But you say it happens. You know, it does. I mean, hey, let's face it, it happens. It could be an accident on the road. You can't get through. It happens. You have to call. If it happens, if everybody, you know, is late once in a while, why send the guys home? If they called and it happens to everybody, why does he have to send them home?
Well, what did he say when you asked him?
Yeah, nothing.
well, you can deduct my answer from that. I don't know. I wasn't the guy sending them home.
Fine. How about Dallas Thomas's reaction, Ben? He said, motivation is for kindergartners. I'm not a kindergartner. Get that crap out of here. We could play it for you if you missed it. But do you agree with him?
I didn't. When was this?
Yesterday. Take a listen. This is a Dallas in the locker room yesterday, Ben.
Motivation is for kindergartners. I'm not a kindergartner. You're sending somebody home, that's like, oh, you expelled and come back and make good grades. Get that shit out of here. That is ridiculous. That's motivation.
Do you agree? Do you need motivation?
No. No, I mean, not as an athlete, you know, not as a professional athlete, you know, nobody needs motivation. I mean, you know, if you needed motivation, you wouldn't be at this level. You know, I think, you know, with the whole situation, with obviously AD being involved and being sent home, it probably riled some, you know, ruffled some feathers, you know, obviously, but, you know, by his comments, and you know, he was probably upset. That's how he felt. You know, I really don't know how to comment on that other than that's how he felt.
Hey, Ben, you've been around long enough that I know you know the answer to this. I don't know if you're going to share it with us. Do you notice a change at all in the culture, the tone, the tenor in the locker room, what's acceptable and what is not, with Brewski gone, Vrabel gone, Rodney gone? Have you noticed any kind of change in that tone and tenor in the locker room?
There is. I think part of it is, you know, myself getting older, just being here long enough to see, you know, a lot of turnover like there is on any team. I mean, you know, any team you go to across the league is going to have some changes in the locker room, some changes in the tone, the vibe, I guess you could say, as half a decade goes by, that's going to happen. The one thing that you don't want to happen is you want to keep winning. And that's something that, you know, we've done a good job of. We're at a critical point right now, as you know, in the season where to keep this a winning tradition around here. So that's something that has stayed the same over the years with guys leaving, with guys coming. We've been able to keep the same winning. But there definitely is a different feel, because you don't have a lot of those same guys. Mm. And you never know. Some of these new guys may become those guys for the future rookies that we have.
But more to the point, do you think the younger players, or maybe those players who need a kick in the butt sometimes, from time to time during the course of the year, miss the leadership that Vrabel and Brewski and Rodney brought? Is there something missing in that regard? Because we've always heard, if something comes up in the locker room, if somebody's not doing something the Patriot way, long before Bill calls them in, a guy like Rodney or a guy like Vrabel will pull them aside and say, listen, we don't do it that way. Is that element missing now, Ben?
Well, for the guys who are young now, they didn't know Rodney. They didn't know Vrabel. You know, they barely knew Seymour. You know, they didn't know a lot of these guys. So, no, I don't think they missed those guys. Mm. The guys who missed them are guys like myself who were here, you know, with those guys for, you know, 4 years, 5 years, whatever, 4 years, and knew those guys and looked up to those guys. You know, those guys are gone from me. But the younger guys now, I mean, they don't know. They weren't here. You got to realize it's a lot different from our point of view being players than maybe your point of view, because you've watched the team over X amount of years.
Right.
And you've seen a lot of guys. But, you know, for guys coming in, you know, some of these guys were in college or high school when those guys you mentioned were here playing.
So
the one constant obviously is Coach Belichick.
But
he's been here, and he is the guy who ultimately, you know, sets the tone for the team, and it goes down to the players, and then trickles down to the younger players.
Many of them were in high school and college when Randy Moss was at the top of his game. And then they get in the locker room with him, on the team with him. Are they awestruck? Do they follow him, whether he wants them to or not? Do they listen to him, whether he's giving them positive pep talks or saying, you know, complaining about being late or whatever? Do they follow a guy whether he wants them to or not?
Well, just kind of the old, am I a role model whether I want to or not?
Do you look up to a guy like Moss? I mean, he's older than you. I assume you were a high school kid.
Definitely. I mean, definitely. And the thing is, I mean, you know, when I got to Randy got to the team, I definitely was like the first one in line asking for autographs, because you got to understand, you know, Randy Moss, the greatest receiver of all time, you know, one of the greatest. And you say, you know, guys in high school, he's on top of his game. I mean, you look at this guy, when was the top of his game?
Yeah,
2 years ago, he broke a touchdown record.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, he's some, you know, washed up whatever. I mean, this guy is still at the top of his game. So just because of, you know, how he plays, the plays that he makes, he definitely demands respect from old and young players alike.
Hey, we often ask you why they only threw it to you once or twice. I don't remember asking you why they didn't throw it to you at all. I mean, you guys needed to get in the end zone, and you never used the tight end. You got no balls thrown your way. You can't tell me that doesn't bug you, Ben, because we don't get it. We look at you, we see your skill, we see your hands, your speed. Why don't they use you more? Why don't they use you at all?
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that question either. And, you know, like we said before, we come on here and said before, you know, as a player, you want to be involved. You want to contribute in any way you can. And sometimes it's more blocking, and sometimes it's more, you know, receiving. And you want to do both. I mean, you know, that's why you're here, because you want to do both. But I think, you know, along with everything that Coach Belichick says about putting the team first and trying to win games and going along with the program, with what the coaches think is the best way to do it. I mean, that's not what we're about. I mean, myself, any of the guys that played tight end here before me, hopefully, you know, any players that we have at any other position, in the end, it's not about us. And, you know, when you have a team and everything is about you as an individual, that's when you really start to run into problems. And you've seen it across the league on other teams. And when that happens on this team, you'll definitely see a decline in this team when it becomes about you as an individual. So, you know, although you want to contribute and you want to be involved as an individual, hey, if the team winning is you being used in a different way, Ben, that's what you signed up for, you know, being a part of the team.
Well, Ben, I want to give you a heads up so you won't be surprised Sunday afternoon. As you know, Tom comes on with us every Monday, and after we were discussing the 4th-and-1 with Sammy Morris that failed, I said, how about the next time you have a 4th-and-1? Rather than that play, why don't you really, really take advantage of the element of surprise, and on 4th-and-1, next opportunity against Carolina, Ben Watson's your guy, because nobody would expect you're going to do that. He said, it's in the game plan. So don't be surprised when they call your number on Sunday, 4th-and-1, Ben, okay?
Hey, well, I'm surprised that he told you it was in the game plan.
I think he was just placating us. Hey, let's wrap it up with this, Ben, and this is totally off topic. Do you feel sorry for Tiger Woods, or are you repulsed by his actions or something in between?
Something in between. You know, I am repulsed by his actions just because anytime someone – you know, does something like that, it's wrong, bottom line. And it's also a good reminder to all of us that, you know what, no matter how secure we think we are in our marriage, in our relationship, no matter how right we think we are all the time and how holy we think we are, all of us are 2 steps away from being stupid. You know, all of us are. So it's a good reminder to us to, you know what, to keep those boundaries up, to work on our own marriages, because you know what, I mean, any of us could be Tiger Woods at any time, you know. So we really need to respect that. But also, I'm repulsed kind of about the whole way that the media, the TV is just putting everything out. I mean, there's no reason for that. I mean, I really think it should be a private matter between he and his wife. I understand that he's a very famous person and people want to hear famous gossip. But you know what? I think that this has nothing to do with his golf game. And they need to let he and his wife and his family deal with this, which is a very hurtful thing, and it's going to take a long time to rebuild. They need to let them deal with this without doing all this digging and trying to dig up more dirt.
Well, Ben,
so
it's kind of like
a feeding frenzy right now, and that's kind of repulsive, too.
It may not be about his golf game, but I think what it is about is that he has portrayed himself as this squeaky clean endorser of products. Be like me, look like me, wear my clothes, shave like me, be like me, and we find all that out is nothing but a mirage. So I think that's probably why the attention, not to mention the fact that he might be, you know, one of the top 3 most famous people in the world. Is the Tiger Woods story discussed much in the locker room? You guys talk about it? Because everywhere we go, that's what people are talking about. Is it a discussion among the team?
Not really.
No?
I mean, not really a discussion. I mean, you know, every now and then we talk about whatever was the latest thing that came out in the paper and how unbelievable it is that stuff just keeps coming out and you know, folks keep digging for stuff. And, I mean, actually, you know, yesterday – we had kind of the same conversation, and I kind of said what I said just now, that, you know, let this be a reminder to all of us
right.
that we're all 2 steps from being stupid, you know, and all the stuff that you're finding about Tiger didn't just happen overnight. You know, it's always a slow leak.
Right.
You know, whenever something like this happens between a man and his wife, it's always a slow leak. You know, it starts off being petty, you know, and it doesn't get checked. And then next thing you know, it's a full-blown affair. So, you know, just take it as a reminder to all of us just to check our slow leaks, you know, and try to keep that under control.
All right, Ben, good talking to you. Good luck against Carolina. Don't forget, 4th-and-1, they're calling your name.
All right?
All right,
guys.
Do not be surprised. We'll talk to you next Friday. Good luck against Carolina.